I gave up drinking beer last summer. I felt terrible about spending so much time hungover, recycling endless, empty reminders of my lush, littered past as entire Rocky marathons on AMC pass me by. I got asked for ID yesterday while getting some beer. I say, I used to get malt liquor when I was 18. My favorite brand was Old English. Snoop Dogg's Ho Sprayer of choice, to be exact. Have you tried Snoop Dogg's new wine? Wine Spectator says it tastes like mouthwash used in porn hood hell. My mother just texted me from wine country in Virginia and asked, did you recommend me getting into white Vignier wine? I text back, yes. Vignets pack creamier heft than most Chardonnays, mom. Not that Hillary would know the difference. Still, it would be Huma Liquor's Breast last option on Epstein Island. Okay, Dennis Leary lives. If he came out as a Trump truther Republican, holla! Thank you very much. Offended yet? Then go woke yourself. Stand up staffer kills again. Get used to it. Holla! Thank you very much. Atheist grave robber. Whenever anyone defends Hamas launching more rockets at civilians in Israel, just call them atheist grave robbers. Yeah, you! You're an atheist grave robber. You suck off dwarfs like Dr. Noki, aka Fuckface Fauci, who play God. So you don't believe in the book of Revelation or give two flying shits about sparking the wrath of Hashem the Most High for worshiping fake news idols at all. So go woke yourself, atheist grave robber. Holla! Stand up staffer kills again. Get used to it already. Thank you very much. My daughter asked, Daddy, what do you do after tucking me in? And last night, when she asked this question, again, I said, a cager than ever. And I snapped back with, I squeeze in some me time, all right? Holla! Stand up staffer kills again. Thank you very much. A Karen approaches me at Costco and says, wear the damn mask. And I say, not until you suck all the hate speech and white privilege out of my chosen schlong first. But I'll make it easier for you, Karen. Just pretend Obama ordered you to leak it. Stand-up staffer kills again. Holla! Thank you very much. And how does someone in Antifa celebrate Mother's Day? Take out the trash for mom and move out of the house for good? Holla! Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much! Personally, I'm not worried about getting an itchy esophagus from COVID because I've been smoking weed out of a one-hitter for the past 2 decades straight and my lungs feel great! Dice lives! Holla! Thank you very much! Post fake news. Read all about it. The New York Times post fake news claims full-time working parents today are more actively engaged with their children than stay-at-home moms in the 1970s. So stay-at-home moms in the 70s slept on the job after being slipped one too many Quaaludes while dreaming of Bill Cosby's more family-friendly dentist drilling material of yesteryear? I don't get it, big lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Also, I don't want Seinfeld smirking for at least a decade until he convinces me how he was clueless about Cosby being a serial rapist for 4 decades straight. Where were your powers of observation then, Jerry? Holla! Stand-up staffer kills again. Thank you very much. In related news, Seinfeld just auctioned off one of its Porsches for charity. I hope half the proceeds went to Larry's kids. Holla! Thank you very much! Larry David told the New York Times, Trump doesn't have one redeeming quality, but at least Stalin had one. Like what, Larry? The Bernie Sanders porno reading wing at Queens College? I'm still waiting to read that bumper sticker on a Tesla, Bernie Bros before Indigo Girl Hoes. Holla! Stand-up staffer kills again. Thank you very much! Former Seinfeld writer Larry Charles is encouraging the left to arm themselves. Arm themselves against who? MS-13 gangbanger extras on the Fox lot being used for the remake of American Me? Holla! Thank you very much! Did you know IBM made technology to make it easier for the Nazis to identify Jews? Watson, supercomputer, says, no shit, Sherlock. Holla! Thank you very much! If Google doesn't manipulate search results, then why is it harder to find positive mentions of President Trump, pre-COVID or not, than it is to find a film blogger who called The Irishman underrated? Holla! Resist this. Thank you very much! And Obama is the one who loves Hitler. Obama wishes he was at organized mass extermination of all his pestering, hook-nosed critics who dared to question the staying power of Iran's promise to take a timeout from building nukes to blow Israel off the planet would be a gas. Stand-up staffer kills again. Resist this. Hacks that wouldn't think I'm capable of doing this again and again at this late in the game. Holla! Thank you very much! For 8 years, you never heard anyone blurt out at the post office, I love Obama. Comedy Central executives felt the same way when they re-signed Trevor Noah for the foreseeable future. Resist this, Jon Stewart. Holla! Thank you very much! Subhuman is anyone who's glad Jussie Smollett took a shot. One kid only means your diaphragm is for walls after all. How did Trump mishandle the made in China coronavirus again? Let me rephrase that. How did Trump mishandle the made in Wuhan? Wuhan! How did Trump mishandle the made in Wuhan coronavirus again? He banned all incoming travel from China in March, while Mayor de Blasio told us to visit Chinatown and get a grip, who had to use a fork because he couldn't hold up one dumpling with chopsticks during a failed photo op in Chinatown. Robert Town lives. Holla! Thank you very much! The Jewish community is one that I love, de Blasio says. Then why would Putz Breath devalue the real horror of the Holocaust by comparing Trump to Hitler? Sequels never live up to the original. Holla! Stand-up staffer kills again. Boom shakalaka. Thank you very much. Does Minnesota congressional rep Babyface Omar gonna work it out? Always text Obama for what Toni Morrison quote to use next. Yeah, I don't see Nora Ephron making Obama's final cut either. Take a hike, Susan Rice. Living in the Big Easy doesn't make you black enough, bitch. Holla! Thank you very much! Minnesota rep, Babyface Omar, gonna work it out! Describe 9/11 as something happened. How did Babyface Omar, gonna work it out, describe the anniversary of Amy Winehouse's death on Twitter? Did she say something happened to a beehive concealing, devil horn sporting, Jewy parasitical bitch who exploited the great Palestinian songbook for all it was worth? Gershwin Brothers live forevermore. Holla! Thank you very much! If calling babyface Omar gonna work it out, an anti-Semitic runt cunt, if that makes me alt-right, then I'm alright with it. Holla! Courtney Love lives. Thank you very much! Georgetown University. Apologize for slavery. Better late than never, but why not apologize for something it had control over? Like not forcing Allen Iverson to practice balancing a fake news checkbook for Mo Money Management 101 from Do Rags to Riches. Wayne's Brothers live. Holla! Thank you very much! BLM only holds signs? Yeah, and Michelle Obama only holds her birthing people whole whenever she runs out of duct tape from Costco again. Joan lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Did you know 20% of Hamas-fired rockets end up backfiring, landing in their own backyard instead, killing more of their own citizens, to do even more ethnic cleansing on Israel's behalf? Who knew Hamas was capable of exhibiting such retweet-worthy compassion for human life, regardless of peaceful religious doctrine adherence or not? Lenny Bruce lives. Holla! Thank you very much! AP News was slammed for claiming it was blissfully unaware of Hamas occupying an office in their building. Weren't chants of fuck Madonna's camel toe, blown up snatch, or playing Like a Virgin on repeat after introducing office karaoke on ironic casual Fridays dead fucking giveaways already? Holla! Ronnie Cycli lives. Thank you very much! Never understood the fantasy of betting, of wanting to bet 72 virgins in a row. Doesn't Jihadi John have enough blood on his hands already? Finally, Jihadi John arrives at Motel 6 in Virgin Heaven, allegedly. Jim Rome lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Virgin number 1 reveals herself to be a highly grating, annoying, Arabic version of Joy Behar. Boogerface starts to demask and screeches, "Don't you have enough blood in your hands already? Forget it, just whip out your skewer stick and get it over with already. But for what it's worth, I just cleaned the sheets, Jihadi John. So let's just put that towel on your head to good use for a change. Oh, that's right. Your people aren't into praising downy fabric softener because it's advertised as snuggle soft by some soft Jewish copywriter on Madison Avenue who prefers dead Palestinian babies over Haitian ones for blood cooking ceremonies if Hillary isn't around to pressure the pushover putz breath otherwise. Holla! Hillary Hammer Time Cankle strikes again. Huma liquor breath, deal with it. Holla! Thank you very much! How is Israel an apartheid state again, Trevor Noah? Hamas are the ones responsible for trying to wipe Israel off the map, not the other way around. Here's a concept, Palestine. Stop throwing violent temper tantrums that put everyone in danger, and Israel will stop grounding your crybaby Hamas commanders into the ground 6 feet under. Okay! Alan Ball lives with Dennis Leary behind for a change. Holla! Thank you very much! That boy, stand-up staffer, is good! Can I get a double-stuffed holla for some holla? Old school Nabisco treats live forevermore. More jokes. Gen X dads understand. Holla! Thank you very much! The never-ending shit show. Holla! For stroking off my headline hooker prowess a long time, all the time. Because stand-up staffer kills again. Holla! Thank you very much! Do kids in China count bats when they have a hard time staying awake for finals week? Holla! Thank you very much! 99% of people survive COVID. Yet Dr. Noki, aka Fuckface Fauci, pushed endless lockdowns and triple masking of our kids while still acting as if COVID depresses your immune system more than entry into the Dallas Buyers Club. Why didn't you get your vaccination shot yet? Because I don't have a job at Salesforce to return to because my sales history is less than stable and I've been fired more than a Palestinian slingshot. Jackie Mason lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Nor am I a CCP-controlled pawn of the U.S. military. Plus, if I wanted to join the Army now, Pauly Shore lives. Holla! Thank you very much! I wouldn't be accepted in it because my Shemail search history on thirdlegs.com means I'm against Sharia law and genital mutilation altogether, which isn't gay enough for Mayor Pete's butt plug, pure ass only, taste 24/7, 8 days a week. Holla! Thank you very much! Why haven't I gotten the vaccine yet? Because I don't light up with joy at the prospect of wearing a sticker that says, just vaccinated, in case you think I'm still on Trumpy Poo's side too. Holla! Thank you very much! Why haven't I gotten the vaccine yet? Because if shriekish leftists, fuckwads, retards, didn't have their heads so high up their fucking ass, they'd be able to see they're not the only ones allowed to resist. Holla! Jackie Mason lives. Resist this. Thank you very much. Why haven't I gotten the vaccine yet? Because the pediatrician for my three kids told me to get one, and he thinks Biden, a.k.a. Mr. Groper, won fair and square. Yeah. And Hunter Biden loves giving up blow for more blow painting. Holla! Thank you very much. Maintaining relationships is overrated among those who think Mr. Groper won by more than a hair alone. Holla! Trump lives. Thank you very much. If Biden, a.k.a. Mr. Groper, got the most votes in U.S. history, then President Trump is allergic to high-end trim. Holla! Thank you very much. If Mr. Groper got the most votes in U.S. history, then Michelle Obama suffers from PTSD for pissing all over the toilet seats hours before Trump got inaugurated, only for the Donald to comment to Melania a couple hours later when he notices pee on the ceiling, on the toilet in the Lincoln bedroom, and he notices pee on the ceiling fan in the Lincoln bedroom, and the Donald says to Melania, is this what She-Hulk meant when he said, when they aim low, we aim high? Holla! Thank you very much! Why haven't I gotten the vaccine yet? Because I've been smoking weed out of a one-hitter cigarette-looking metal bat for the past 2 decades straight, and my lungs still feel great. Holla! Dice Lives Callback Special, Deluxe Number 1. You're welcome. Thank you very much! Why did Biden get more votes than Obama, Doc? Because Mr. Groper looks like a more virile Jimmy Carter in aviator shades. Holla! Thank you very much! The school nurse sent my son home this year because he coughed bullshit after his friend Hobbs insisted he got COVID from watching a Trump rally on Fox News. Holla! Thank you very much! I hate to see Mr. Groper in his fucking diaper mask. It feels like the CCP dumped a septic tank into my mouth. Doctor, pediatrician, asked me, how do you think your son could have gotten COVID before the test results came back? I said, we looted a Target in Minneapolis for George Floyd Appreciation Day. Holla! Thank you very much! I don't know what's more pretentious, Glenn Frey from the Eagles claiming how music about fake news outlaws and coke-filled nights could change the world to Rolling Stone. Or Dr. Fauci thinking he could score higher ratings than Dr. Drew on Loveline, giving relationship advice to sexually confused, center-leaning, hipster spawn reared on Lou Reed Records. Zevon Zappa Kornbluth from Park Slope, Brooklyn, calls in to Loveline with Dr. Noki and says, "Hi, Dr. Fauci, I'm scared about taking the plunge into full-blown homosexuality with leftist Jews who act upset over killed Hamas commanders on Twitter." Dr. Fauci says, "Why are you scared, Zevon?" Zevon says, "Because I hate condoms. Anal sex is dirty. And Jewish leftists who attack Israel's right to defend itself are so full of shit already." Holla! Stand-up staffer strikes again. Thank you very much! Next caller is Lavender Love from Hate Speech Free Lane. Lavender Love says, "Dr. Fauci, we all can't make HIV disappear like Magic Johnson. So don't you think it's better if I stick to being a fish box muncher till my last dying breath?" Dr. Fauci says, "Condoms prevent infectious diseases the way masks prevent you from contracting COVID-19. Lavender Love says, "But I'm only 22 and COVID-19 has killed less black girls than vape pens did in South Central this past year, Doc. Plus, comparing masks to condoms is a stretch, Dr. Fauci, because my daddy can't come inside mommy wearing a mask either. My dad hosts a relationship podcast on Spotify called Doodle Dad Does Sexual Healing. Marvin Gaye Lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Plus, my dad has pushed me down the silky, smooth road of lesbianism for some time now, claiming, Lavender, just stick to lesbianism, dear. One out of two guys in America has HPV, which leads to cervical cancer if left undetected. Second, enormous love guns. Kiss lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Burst through condoms like a nuclear warhead blasting through the Hoover Dam in Superman 1. Most importantly, when you're a lesbian, Lavender, you never have to worry about dying from AIDS because you could take a licking and keep on ticking. Holla! The unholy father kills again. Thank you very much! Brainwashed shaming. Losing its oomph. Holla! Thank you very much! Facebook took down a live stream of frontline doctors telling Americans, "No kids are dying of COVID. Not one teacher has caught COVID from their students. And hydrochloroxine is actually cured fat fox with COVID who already have diabetes are capable of being Meghan McCain's spirit-eating animal." Okay, Dennis Leary lives again. Thank you very much. Last, the Houston doctor, Stella Emanuel, who's cured 300-plus patients with COVID through hydrochloroxine, insists face masks aren't even necessary to stop the transmission of the virus, regardless if Andy Dick coughed into your wheatgrass smoothie at Jamba Juice or not. Holla! Stand-up staffer kills again. Thank you very much! And curing COVID patients with hydrochloroxine has nothing to do with Dr. Nuki's expertise or myth-debunking proclamations like denying the Chinese have resisted Wuhan lab investigations more than Aquafresh. Holla! Stand-up staffer kills again. Thank you very much! But Zitface Zuck, a.k.a. Goodwill Hoodie, and Twitter twat Jack Dorsey removed the viral video because it was sharing false information, because the big bad blonde wolf shared it with his 82 million branded racist followers, which is now actually more like 110. Just saying. That being million. Ha! Thank you very much! Who aren't the actual ones doing everything in their power to discredit a black female doctor who originally hails from Nigeria. Instead, all the media fetch dogs at CNN and within the halls of Congress with denture breath Pelosi are doing their darnest to keep our economy on life support as our cities continue to burn to the ground, all in the name of writing systematic racism, allegedly. Jim Rome lives again. Holla! Thank you very much! Which makes total sense. After America elected the fake news, hopeful, biracial one twice, while guaranteed money still exists for China citing NBA players at large, which doesn't sound very oppressive and is a tad ignorant, don't you think? Pokerface Popovich, I got two words for you. Eddie Curry. Case closed! Nick DiPaolo lives. Ha! Thank you very much! So, the brainwash, shaming stab, loses its collective oomph. Especially when CNN is insisting all these frontline doctors, including a pediatrician from fucking Santa Monica, of all places, while wearing fake news lab coats in front of the White House, giving opinions all contrary to some no-name study most likely endorsed by the WHO, who most Gen X parents like myself could give two BB-8 shits about. So, go woke yourself! Because 110 million branded races do not subscribe by the absolute unshakable dictum and fuckface Fauci we trust. Because this Trumpian truth train is bound for glory. Hey, Bruce Springsteen, still waiting for that ball tickle. Holla! Go woke yourself long time. Thank you very much. Even Lincoln Logs are racist now. The chief play officer of Hasbro declares Lincoln Logs are racist, dude. We're naming them Obama Logs now. The chief marketing officer says, but Obama grew up under a tent in Kenya with dreams of building a super mosque over the remains of Ground Zero. Kanye, 2024, bitches. Bow to ya. Holla. Thank you very much. Can I get a holla for some more A-plus primo hollage? Offended yet? Then go woke yourself. Holla. Thank you very much. Remember when we took out the number two in charge of ISIS when Trump was in charge and the Washington Post called him a religious scholar? Yeah, and Joy Behar is the chief happiness officer for Breitbart. And I would go down on her triple mass while losing a game of truth or dare. Not. Holla! Thank you very much! How does killing terrorist ringleaders make it easier for ISIS to recruit again? Washington Post. As if ISIS would ever honor its non-compete agreement with Al-Qaeda. Can I get a holla for the stand-up staffer kills again with a very pertinent recruiter lingo-based joke. Go woke yourself, hacks. Holla! Robert Half, that includes all of you. Thank you very much. Plus, ISIS aren't good recruiters in the first place. They just target other lonely virgins who wish their phones blew up. Holla! Stand-up staffer kills again, obviously. Get used to it already. Resist this. Holla! Thank you very much. This Cory Booker flirting with the actress Rosario Dawson. Was it you or Chloe Sevigny who died of AIDS in that movie, Kids? Just playing. Rosario. In the end, that white bitch didn't feel so privileged after all. Holla! Jokes! Gen X dads understand. You're welcome. Thank you very much! If I caught my son, Art Show USA, playing with his sister's Barbie dolls, I'd say, make sure you triple wrap Packer wood with extra thick layers of seaweed before taking another deep dive into Polynesian Barbie. Holla, Mattel lives. Thank you very much. Banging my G.I. Joe figures together well past puberty is incredibly gayer than playing with Barbie dolls, I think. Especially when I'd gung-ho manhandle Cobra Commander like his personal gimpy bitch in Pulp Fiction. Holla! Tarantino lives. Thank you very much! 1 year for Hanukkah, my mom got me this book called The 12 Stages of Puberty. It was a humiliating gift to receive because my younger brother of 3 years had already hit puberty and banged the three hottest girls in his class, who I tried to jerk off to at the time, but couldn't. I say, Mom, why would you give me a puberty book in front of my younger brother? He can play with himself whenever he wants, Mom says. But you do that all the time upstairs with your G.I. Joe figures. Ah, thank you very much. I'm tired of my dad using the anti-Semite excuse every time he isn't embraced warmly by strangers. Perhaps my dad would be embraced more warmly, wholeheartedly by strangers in restaurants if he wasn't so stingy with complimenting the chef for getting his lobster roll prepared by the time he reminds his firstborn how he hasn't gotten an agent yet again. Holla! Thank you very much! Whenever I'm out in public with my three kids, without my wife, I hear, you've got your hands full. And I'll say, if my wife agrees to an open marriage with Katy Perry after my book, The Great American Jew Novel, scores me an agent already, then my hands will be full. Holla! Thank you very much! Voter ID is racist? Does Julio have to pass a new height requirement I don't know about? Voter ID disproportionately targets brown Americans? You think stop and frisk was required at the voting booth for illegals to flash more than chromed out teeth? Holla! Stand-up staffer kills again. Thank you very much. How is voter ID racist against black Americans again? Sinking 80% of their free throws isn't required. Holla! Russell Westbrook, resist this. Thank you very much. Voter ID is racist against black guys? What if they're able to shout out their vote to Alexa instead? Holla! Thank you very much. Voter ID is un-American? How else can you tell? MS-13 apart. You've seen one teardrop tattoo and the spider web one on their fucking face. You've seen them all. Holla! Thank you very much. Voter ID is an assault on our democracy. No. Biochemical warfare used by the Chinese to replace Trump with one of the commie-controlled cronies was an assault on our democracy. You sellout commie cunts, Amy Barrett included. Amy Barrett is Mia Farrow with better husband selection. Because of Amy Barrett, we the people means less than, and fuckface Fauci, we trust. Holla! Stand-up staffer kills again. Thank you very much. And calling Amy Barrett a hands-off Supreme Court justice is like calling Woody Allen a hands-off parent or choosing the open borders Pope to give a TED Talk on how to micromanage pedophilia. Holla! Lenny Bruce lives. Thank you very much! Voter ID should never be deemed un-American unless you're ashamed to show proof of your American citizenship now, which is more than understandable since the day democracy died. Because allowing election fraud to persist is spitting on vets' graves and kicking Nazi destroyers in the nuts again and again. We must expose the blatant election fraud perpetuated among the American people to ensure Old Glory shines its love light Again, Grateful Dead lives. Ha! Thank you very much! We must expose the blatant election fraud perpetuated among the American people to ensure Old Glory shines its love light again from sea to shining sea. Guthrie lives. Holla! Thank you very much! So the light of Lady Liberty's eye doesn't flicker out and die. USA! 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 Holla! Thank you very much! The regrettable road traveled. Robert Frost lives. Holla! Thank you very much! I thought making brownies with my kids for the first time would be a dose of old school American fun. It wasn't. Domestic bliss is a lie when a semi-straight man tries to make brownies with his kids. Now I know why I occasionally watch the Great British Bake Off with my wife to feel a tad more snug secure in my drooping masculinity. Ha! Thank you very much! I'll never get into the domestic science of experimenting in the kitchen with my three kids hovering around me wanting to get involved in making brownies again, because caring about perfecting a homemade dessert is too fussy sweet for my taste. And I'm not interested in exchanging butt plugs with Mario Cantone just yet. Ha! Thank you very much! Also, did you know most brownie recipes require an entire stick of butter? I'd rather stick to pounding more Sierra Nevada pale ales, the pale ale that never gets stale. Thank you very much. Andy Kaufman lives. Holla! Thank you very much! And microwaving down an entire stick of butter in a measuring cup is gross. It's like watching what happens to Martha Dump Truck after a whopping 1 minute on the Peloton. Holla! What Gen X dads understand, we own a rider lives. Thank you very much! So what does raising my kids kosher-tarian have to do with my brownie bus experiments? Did I use kosher salt over pinko Himalayan salt? No, I stuck with kosher salt because using pink Himalayan salt didn't feel kosher to me, because whenever I think of Nepal, I think of mind-melting hash I got baked on in Amsterdam, which would have stripped the old school, this land is your land, American vibe I was trying to tap into for my brownie bust experiment regret of 2020, man. Woody Guthrie lives again. Holla! Thank you very much! Still, trying to make brownies to my kids was important to me at the time, because I wanted to instill a sense of American community and a dash of do-it-all-dad bliss, so I could prove to mama, whatever you don't do, I can do a smidgen better! Holla! Thank you very much! The ghost, Robert Frost, can go pound kosher salt, because I took the road less traveled to please my kids and do a group activity that didn't involve me wrestling with my kids in our yoga mat, throwing them around our blown up pool this summer from China, or playing blackjack with our fancy poker chipset and regretting every second of it along the way. All the way! Sinatra lives! Holla! Thank you very much! Our first batch of brownies was too cakey, the other batch was too sugary, and I don't have a spare third testicle. So doubling down on my shot of becoming Betty fucking Draper, tweaked on more Adderall to feel like a more essential, domesticated homemaker, hearth warmer, failed to fill me with good intended cheer, leaving me with nothing but morning after disgust generated from doing Martha Dump Truck more than twice. Holla! Thank you very much! So what is the magical recipe for domestic brownie bliss? Easy. Use flour, egg, cocoa powder, sugar, butter, and ensuring your wife does it for you next time. Unless you want to feel like those permanent eunuchs in Empire of the Sun, Spielberg lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Do I sound like a bitter clinger to my non-baker, bus passed, yes. But I've lost all interest in acting like an American sweetheart when I don't want to be. Gen X dads understand. We grew up in the age of AIDS, 9/11, multiple recessions, the third one happening currently. And now have a massive mass-shaming hysteria to contend with from our NPR-worshipping wives. So don't expect us to do cartwheels over the prospect of relishing the campy, airy, non-divisive feel of the great American British Bake Off. Come rain or shine. Holla! Sinatra lives again. Thank you very much! No, our taste in sweets and coffee is like our preferred taste in comedy. Dark and bitter. With a dash of some fun-filled foam party conjuring foam on top. Gen X dads, gay enough yet for you, American tone? Holla! Thank you very much! Gen X dads are the macchiato generation. Hyper-focused, around-the-clock hustlers, obsessed with American-made success, baby, and teaching our kids more than Different Strokes did, such as how a macchiato is a circumcised cappuccino, which makes you feel like a less empty, blowhard baby boomer inside, because baby boomer arrogance never dies. Holla! Stand-up staffer! Kills again. You're welcome. Thank you very much. The headless head hunter. Holla. Thank you very much. Once upon a time, there was a journeyman headhunter, Zevon Kornbluth, who wasn't much of a rainmaker. He was more of a trickler. Holla. Thank you very much. He placed copywriters with major ad agencies along Madison Avenue before it became a giant tent city sponsored by REI. Holla! Thank you very much! He placed copywriters with major ad agencies along Madison Avenue with middling success, only for Don Draper to qualify these candidates even further if they got past the initial phone screen with zero bullshit, cold as ice, gentility inquires, such as, tell me again why you haven't been fired more than a Palestinian slingshot, because your portfolio shows less promise than Jimmy Carter's solar panel-powered weed plant in the White House's new greenhouse garden. Holla! Thank you very much! It was 1976. Boston broke big with More Than a Feeling. And Peter Frampton jammed with Jimi Hendrix's trippy metal-type finesse on Frampton Comes Alive and Your Daughter again and again, assuming she looks like a less big-backed Brooke Shields with eyebrows that don't take up her entire face, either. Gay enough for you yet, Cantone? Holla! Thank you very much! Zevon was married only 1 year, yet his relationship with Melissa wasn't filling him with, oh, she's the one, crooning vibes anymore. Bruce lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Especially since blowing her hubby became a once-in-a-lifetime events like Halley's Comet or Joe Namath seeking a shrink for a depression or Reggie Jackson sweating the dry-cleaning bill for his mink coat. Assuming that George Steinbrenner refused to pay for it out of sheer winning, dependent, spite alone. Holla! Thank you very much! Every day, Michael with cold call creative directors in Manhattan to get them interested in copywriters who grew tired of working as freelance writers for Esquire because Norman Mailer had a monopoly in all the good Ali articles, or they grew tired of more short story rejection letters from The New Yorker who sucked up John Updike's short stories because he made their editors come across as less boring and annoying than usual. If only Gore Vidal's personality and erudite edge could have rubbed off on John Updike through sheer osmosis. Can I get a holla? My A-plus punctuated prose. You're welcome. Holla! Thank you very much! But one day, Zevon was running late for work after one too many bourbons at a strip club in Times Square called Honeysuckle Divines. He lit a cigarette on the subway path, totally oblivious to his surroundings. And before he knew it, a Metro cop smacked the cigarette out of his mouth with such force he accidentally knocked him over and down to the subway track before the Lex Line knocked his head right off from his perpetually tense, growl-heavy, internalized neck. Albert Brooks lives. Holla! Thank you very much! The problem is, the Headless Headhunter was really looking forward to his best friend Ari's bachelor party at Honeysuckle Divines in Times Square the following night, which is why he was there in the first place, to scout some local stripper talent he could recruit to talk his best friend out of marrying his fiance, knowing he could do better, and was settling for the meh new thing. Can I get a holla for I'm waiting for the next best thing? Warren Zevon lives. Holla! Thank you very much! More importantly, the Headless Headhunter knew what a sigh-heavy living hell his life had descended into once he allowed his parents to push life-ruining decisions on his behalf, such as who to marry, what job to take, and when to make up with his younger brother again, thereby losing all enviable sense of righteous, self-assured, pissed off rage whenever he felt duly entitled to feel that way without any guilt-imbibed parental interference to make him second-guess his innermost guttural instincts again and again. Holla! I hate people that can't keep up. I hate run-on sentence. I hate run-on sentence critics. It's not my fault you can't keep up with my gender-fluid flow. Holla! Thank you very much! For example, Zevon was a struggling recruiter who normally didn't hit his monthly quota and was always coming from behind, so he didn't have enough money to buy his future wife an engagement ring, and only got one after his mom pressured him to do so, assuring her he could pay her back after the wedding. This felt more forced to him than the time he tried taking it up the ass with the strap on from his girlfriend, later wife, only for him to question whether something extra was missing from this relationship. If this added stimulation was necessary for him to get excited about going through the motion of pulverizing her slippery snatch on her birthday again. Holla! For finishing strong. Thank you very much! Now, the bachelor party is in motion. Yet Ari isn't in the most festive mood, since his best friend Zevon, now known as the Headless Headhunter, was just decapitated by New York's closest version of the bullet train. Holla! Thank you very much! The Headless Headhunter is in the bathroom, but doesn't know how he ended up there. And in front of the mirror, he realizes he has no head as he overhears some dudes in the nearby bathroom stall talk about seeing Kiss at MSG as King of the Nighttime World blares in the background. Kiss lives. Holla! Thank you very much! One of the Kiss fans in the bathroom stall whips out some coke and says, dude, you gotta take off your jean mask if you want to do some of this blow. The guy with the jean mask on flings it over the bathroom stall, landing it smack in the middle of the sink, which the Headless Headhunter grabs with zero hesitation and throws over his headless head to see if it sticks, and it does. The Headless Headhunter bolts from the bathroom and bumps into a stripper with tits, which are so humongous they almost knock him on his ass from the sheer force of jiggly might alone. Stripper says, watch where you're going, Gene. I thought you had a show at MSG tonight. Is it true what they say about your tongue? The Headless Headhunter decides to play along in his Gene Simmons character and says, yes, I could tongue my own balls if I were into that sort of thing. But I'm only into licking up playmates and groupies who I can bang standing up with my chosen people. Blessed circumcised love gun. Holla! Thank you very much to blast with gunky filled fun all night and every day. Holla! Thank you very much! Stripper says, I'm only working tonight for a bachelor party. It's normally my night off. I had to scout my tickets to see your band at the Garden tonight, Gene. Can I call you Gene? The Headless Headhunter says, let's stick to Love Gun Master for now. But do me a favor. Give the bachelor Ari more than a lap dance. Give him every reason why getting married to his fiance is the worst idea than Neil Young starting shit with Lynyrd Skynyrd. She wants him to abandon his dreams of becoming the Jewish Bob Newhart. And he's blessed with a funny Jew bone, too. Also, she's already moaning about having to constantly walk on eggshells around him, acting as if she's the helpless Olympic athlete during the Iran hostage crisis. His fiance is a Gentile, too. So there's no way she's going to be kosher with raising their kids Jewish either, which he'll bang out by mistake because he got stoned again to Lenny Bruce records, forgetting to ask if you were on the pill again. Holla, Cheech and Chong live. Thank you very much. Plus, I met his future English mother-in-law, and she's less original than a Kiss cover band with the Gene Simmons character who crazy glued on prosthetic tongue because he thought it was a bright idea. He was on too much acid one night, despite me never doing any drugs ever, because that's how Gene Simmons rolls. My mom's from Israel. Holocaust survivor. It's the least I could fucking do. Holla! Thank you very much! Last, his fiance has zero tits, which offers Ari zero sustained stiffage 1 year into the relationship already. I just hate the idea of Ari losing his edge to become another ordinary sales rep selling pharmaceuticals for a living because his future CFO father-in-law can make a phone call at Johnson & Johnson on his behalf. The stripper says, I'll ride his joystick off for you. No problem. Love gun master. By the time I'm done with this fiance, he'll be drained dry till Yom Kippur. The headless headhunter says, that's funny. Only through you can I finally call myself a rainmaker after all. Can I get a holla for some holla? The stand-up staffer kills again. Thank you very much.